This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, really quick, want to give a shout-out to WCHY FM 97.7 out of Sheboygan, Michigan. Yes, oh, Sheboygan. Thank you for your trust. Again, we're welcoming WCHY FM 97.7. That makes it 116 affiliates across the country, as well as 1530 coming back up in Minneapolis, which has been down for a while. What's going on there? We have no ideas, but there's been some technical difficulties going on there. They have been fixed up as well. So we just wanted to welcome them back, and we thank you for your trust in so many different ways. We truly do. And thank you, by the way, for making us the number one and two radio show throughout the week on Genesis Communication Networks out of 82 different show hosts. So that says a lot, and I know why people listen, because they're sick and tired of the rhetorical talk, period. They want answers. And if you want answers, you go back to the Word of God, the Rock of Ages. The Word of the Lord endureth forever. It's forever settled in heaven. It's never going anywhere. The seed of the righteous is forever. Let that solidify you in the faith, friends. So again, thank you for your trust, listeners, as well. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. 1 Timothy 2:5, we follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1, we follow the Christ here, friends. Acts 4:12, there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. You can also find him in John 14:6. The list goes on. Now, with all that said, friends, we have been talking about the prophets and prophets of the Word of God and what the prophets have taught us. And we also know, friends, in Ephesians 2:20, it tells us that and are built upon the foundation of the apostle and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. I want to come back to that because it's important that we do. Because when I'm talking about the gift of the prophet today, I'm not talking about those that come about with new revelation. You start hearing people talk about new revelation coming out upon the church that runs antithetical to the Word of God, friends. I'm telling you to run the other direction, because it's clear in the book of Revelation chapter 22, verse 18, "For I testify unto you, every man that heareth the words of this prophecy of the book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away the words of this book of prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city from the things which are written in this book." Okay, so we're not talking about new revelation. We're talking about the gifts of prophecy. And by the way, friends, remember, Malachi 3:6 tells us, "For I am the Lord, I change not, therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed." So wait a second. So the Lord doesn't change. Now, I want to tell you why this came up, because after talking about the prophet over the last couple days, I get an email, and it says, is God still sending prophets? And it made reference to a modern-day teacher in the United States of America that denies the giftings of the prophet today. But I fear the person that sent this to me didn't quite understand that what this guy was denouncing was new revelation from the prophets. The prophets are still speaking according to the word of God today. You know they are. And the apostles and the prophets and the teachers are very much alive today, but they are ostracized by the church today. And that's exactly why the church is upside down today. So I wanted to make that clear, okay? Again, in Malachi 3:6, it tells us, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Okay? And it also tells us, that's the Old Testament, going to the New, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever, Hebrews 13:8. So, the Lord hasn't changed. So, therefore, if people want to deny the gifts of the prophet, then what are they denying? They're denying the very gifts of the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 12:28, the New Testament. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, not pastors, which is only named one time in the New Testament, found in Ephesians 4:11, which are leading the church. Why they're leading the church is unscriptural. Okay? And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, and thirdly teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. And the gifts of the Spirit, friends, are tongues, interpretation of tongues. It's the gift of faith. It is the gift of healing, Acts 10:38. It's the gift of prophecy, read John 4, and I can take you through the New Testament, where Jesus Christ, the prophet, continuously operated by the power of the Holy Ghost as the prophet in the New Testament. And Scripture points us back to Scripture, by the way, telling us that we are to desire, in 1 Corinthians 14, follow after charity and desire, listen carefully, New Testament, and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy, which is a part of the giftings in operation by the Holy Ghost today, which are denounced as a thing of the past, just like the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob concerning his moral law. Folks, God has not changed once again. Man has, and we need to get back to his system so we can get back on track as to where we're supposed to be going as we're following the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In 1 Corinthians 14, it says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speak unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. Listen, now I want to go to spiritual warfare so you can understand. Read 1 Timothy 2. And I'm going forward on 1 Corinthians 14 really quick. I'm premising this conversation that we're going to have upon this. As are we going to get to Romans 13 either today or tomorrow? I've been talking about getting into it this week. We will, I promise, either today or tomorrow. But going back, I want you to hear this, okay? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 7, and even things without life giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sound. He said, how shall it be known what is pipe or harp? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? The trumpet, huh? That's interesting. That's what's equated to the prophet. And when you go to Ezekiel 33, what does it tell us that a prophet does? He warns men, right? When he hears what? When he hears the sound of war or those things that are coming by the Spirit of God, we still have discerning of spirits. We still have the gifts of prophecy. We still have the words of knowledge, and we still have the words of wisdom, and so on and so forth. I've already named the above said, and we need to get back to his word. Now, I want to come back to this, and I want to lay out more of a premise on the prophet, and then I want to jump over to Romans 13. Hopefully, we'll see where the Holy Ghost goes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is a church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Day, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want you to listen to this carefully. By the way, thank you to Before It's News. If you want to watch us live, you can jump on live chat, and you can watch us on live YouTube. We totally appreciate you guys. You live chat friends are a kick in the pants, to say the least. You guys are awesome, and I appreciate your interaction. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to jump online, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, sonsoflibertymedia.com, interacts with sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you can jump onto YouTube. Hopefully, we're going to have a brand new video up today or tomorrow on Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, okay, or Bradley Dean, add the word, my name, I'm sorry, and it will pull up those videos, several hundred of them, as a matter of fact. And again, 1-866-582-9933, talking about the gifts of the prophet and setting the record straight. The prophets of God are not coming forth with new revelation. The prophets of God are in operation by the Holy Ghost in the gift of prophecy. And when you look at Scripture, how does it identify what one of these guys are supposed to act like? When you go to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 16, else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupy the room of the unlearned say amen at the giving of thanks? Seeing he understands what you say, it's not, and he's speaking about tongues. For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. Okay? Then he said, yet in the church I'd rather speak five words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, that 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. Okay? And then he talks about how those that come in that are unlearned into the church. Okay? The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:5 that we're to find our faith in the wisdom, not in men's words. which, by the way, you should beware of those intellects that you're taking with, where when you need to put up against those people that speak great words, they're intellectual, there's nothing wrong with that, folks, but the fact of the matter is too many of these intellectuals are speaking from their head and not their heart, when in fact God speaks to the heart and not the head. How would I liken that unto Scripture? Well, the Bible tells us in the book of Corinthians that the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. How many people walk into a room, church today, and they listen to a teacher use all these eloquent words, and they're going right over the top of everybody's head? I want to say this. The model of heaven is a child. And let me take it over to James Madison, who said, listen, those that are having a hard time trying to explain what they're trying to explain by using big words, he said, they're trying to get you to understand what they themselves don't understand. That's right. And when the Holy Ghost comes in, when the Word enters, it brings simplicity, the book of Proverbs tells us. That's right. And again, going back to the fact that 1 Corinthians 2, 5 tells us that we're to find our faith not in men or in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God, there's nothing that can bring that faith and that faith in Christ more than the gift of the prophet, let me tell you, by experience, 100 times over. 100 times over, okay? If therefore, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 23, the whole church be come together in one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that you're mad? Yeah. But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, nor or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all. How? Verse 25, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. In other words, prophets call it reading your mail, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. Okay? What's the gift of the prophet? And what's the purpose of the gift of the prophet? I just told you. It was like Jesus, the woman of Samaria, and chapter 4, when he went and told her all of her heart, and then he went over to Samaria, spent a couple days there, and told them all of their heart. Folks, that gift is very much alive. It's very much alive today. The problem is there are too many false ones out there telling you the opposite of what they should be telling you, prophesying from the imagination of their own wicked hearts, and we're seeing these guys rise along with this brand new administration all over the country, friends. All over the country. Matter of fact, there's one that's pretty well known, and I've been trying to get him on the radio here, and the guy keeps dodging me. And I'll tell you what, if I was him, I would dodge me too, especially if he wants to continually operate in such a fashion that he's operating. Folks, if they speak not according to the law, into the testimony, the Bible says in Isaiah 8:20, it's because there is no light in them. When you go to the New Testament, Jesus said in Matthew 5, think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Read Romans 10:4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to those that believe, and those that understand that also understand that they magnify the law as a schoolmaster, Galatians 3:24, to bring men unto Christ. It's really this simple. Read Romans 3:31 when you get a moment. Okay, now I'm giving it to you folks line upon line. And again, with all sincerity and clarity and simplicity, there you have it. When you see a real prophet come on the scene, folks, he's not set up in such a fashion that you're accustomed to. Let me go over here once. And I'm doing live radio, and I'm going to equate it in the natural. And I want you to get this, because the same thing's happening in the natural as it is happening in the spirit, okay? He said, Saul Alinsky, the disciple of the devil, concerning those that are representatives in government today for the most part, he said, true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicals, their radicalisms. He said, they cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. Saul Alinsky. It's the same thing happening in the church today. I mean, can you imagine a John the Baptist coming up on the scene or an Elijah coming up on the scene today? Folks, hairy dudes, rocker dudes, right? Camel's hair, leathern girdles, eating honey and locusts. I mean, that doesn't exactly fit the model of what we would suspect when we go inside of a church, or would we suspect coming from a man of God. But friends, I want to tell you something. It was 12 stinking fishermen that turned the world upside down, right? Let me say it this way, because that's what Jason, they said of the house of Jason in the book of Acts. But it was 12 stinky fishermen, friends, that turned the world right side up. And don't ever forget that. Okay? God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. He's chosen the weak things of the world to confound that which is mighty. And what you're used to, friends, let me ask you the question, what has it brought you to? That's why we're in trouble today. Leonard Ravenhill, speaking of the gift of the prophet, said, okay, preachers make pulpits famous. Prophets make prisons famous. Just ask Paul. The guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he spent more time in jail, friends, than he did walking in liberty outside. And I'm speaking in natural terms again. Okay? Preachers make pulpits famous. Prophets make prisons famous. The preacher will be heralded. The prophet hounded. We love the old saints, said Leonard Ravenhill. We love the old missionaries, martyrs, and reformers, our Luthers, our Bunyans, Wesleys, Asburys, John Knoxes of the world. He said, we'll write their biographies, reverence their memories, frame their epitaphs, and build their monuments. He said, we will do anything except imitate them. We cherish the last drop of their blood, but watch carefully the first drop of our own. That's the gift of the prophet. That's who the prophet is. And again, when you take what a prophet does and you put it up to Ezekiel 33, it is exactly, just one scripture out of a plethora, it is exactly the opposite of what you're seeing today. You're seeing the false prophets telling you to submit to the administration. You're seeing false prophets telling you to submit to man. Yet Paul said, I subject myself to no man's power. Okay? He didn't talk about unity in the head being Christ. He was talking about subjecting themselves to man's authority and to man's dictates. Okay? But again, what we're seeing today in the American church, friends, is the exact opposite. Prophets are not out there giving you revelation contrary to the Word of God. They are operating by the Holy Ghost, operating in the giftings, friends, of the spirit of a prophet, where they're able to more than able to read your mail. I want to hit one more thing before we change topics. I was actually in Israel in 1992 as a young punk. I wasn't saved then. I was asked to go and I went. And I knew this was for me. And I know that there's a lot of people that really question the giftings of tongues. And I know there's a lot of people getting weird in tongues and prophesying and praying in tongues from their own wicked hearts once again. I know that. I get that. More than not, by the way. But I was on a bus, and we were in Jerusalem, and I believe that we were at the Dead Sea at that particular time. And I remembered I always questioned the gift of tongues, okay, and the interpretation of tongues. All of a sudden, there was two Israelis outside of the bus that walked up. A guy from our bus, I didn't know who he was, started praying in tongues really loud, and I thought, what the heck is this guy doing? This is loony, this is a madman, so on and so forth, like anybody else would think. He started to pray in tongues really loud, and it was getting weirder and weirder. And all of a sudden, I heard the two Israeli men look at him and say, why do you say that? Why do you say that? The man said, the Holy Ghost is on me. I'm just praying in tongues right now. He said, what am I saying? The two Israelis said to him, you keep saying Jesus Christ is Lord in our tongue. You keep saying Jesus Christ is Lord in our tongue. Folks, if that wasn't the Holy Ghost in the gift of tongues, I don't know it was, because that was for me. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use this drug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine told lawmakers President Trump had been pressuring the State Department to remove her from her post for more than a year in response to a concerted campaign against her. Maria Yovanovitch is appearing on Capitol Hill as part of the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Republican Congressman from California Devin Nunes says, though, she's a very partisan witness.
My guess here is this is somebody that the Democrats have been coordinating with. Okay, let's not pretend that this ambassador hasn't been working with the Democrats. Okay, that's been happening. She is a Democrat. She's a partisan. It's well documented.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the United States is greatly disappointed that Turkey is moving against Kurds in northern Syria. Esper called the move damaging to the relationship between the United States and Turkey, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit RobertHalf.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, here we go. Just going on to live chat right now. And, you know, if you're going to give me a thumbs down, at least tell me where the air is, friends, because I'm sick and tired of you biblical illiterates sitting there critiquing your opinion concerning the Word of God. You have it completely backwards. You don't take the deviated side and correct the straight side with it. You just don't do that. The Spirit of God does it the other way. He perfects that which concerns us, okay? And he brings us to his word for resolve. And I noticed over and over and over again, people that critique, they never bring forth the Word of God. They never bring forth the Constitution, friends. And it shows you where their hearts are and what they're attached to. It's their favorite doctrine, their pet doctrine, or their favorite preacher that tells them what they want to hear. They're like a bunch of pigeons picking peas, friends. And they pick what they like and they throw away what they don't like. Keep it in context. Line upon line, precept upon precept. But again, here we go. 1-866-582-9933. You know what I love about what we're doing here, friends? And you call it what you want to. What I love about what we do here is we're right. And before you say, well, Bradley, that's a very arrogant statement. No, 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 no. Again, I've said this so many times. We're right because we're sticking to our founding documents. We're sticking to the Word of God. And the only thing, hey, folks, the only argument against the Word of God is an unholy lifestyle, said Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers. He's exactly right. The only argument against the Word of God is an unholy lifestyle. And instead of trying to grow, adhering to the grace that causes them to grow up into the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18, no, they look for an excuse as to stay where they're at, and they want the false hirelings that open the gates to the wolves to devour the sheep, John 10:12, they want those guys to continuously tell them about the false grace and to reassure them that they're going to heaven no matter how they live their lives. That's what they want. Read Galatians 5 when you get a moment. Now, what I want to do is I want to jump over to another topic. Again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. And I wanted to tell you about this, too, real quick before we do so, friends. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but I just watched this last night. Tim just posted, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the angry Mexicans tie mayor to truck and drag him through the streets because he didn't keep his campaign promises to repair roads. You heard me right. Hey, folks, listen again. Angry Mexicans, this is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Angry Mexicans tie a mayor to a truck and drag him through the streets because he didn't keep his campaign promises to repair roads. Now, I can just hear someone out there saying, well, that's not how you go forward. No, 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 I know. Just continuously submit to corruption. Keep giving them a pass through your apathy and your tolerance until there's nothing left. And then you stand before God, Revelations 21, and wish you would have did what you should have did when you had the time to do it, but you didn't. Then it's too late. People in that country, friends, are sick and tired of the corruption. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, angry Mexicans tie mayor to truck and drag him through the streets. By the way, he was unharmed, but they sent the message, we're not going to tolerate your corruption. Check out the video. The video's there with it. Folks, you have this, when you peruse the Constitution, you have this in Article 2, Section 4. You don't have to drag him through the streets. You can impeach him and then indict them. And by the way, that's the message that needs to be sent. Isn't it interesting? I heard it during the breaks. Donald Trump asking corrupt politicians to resign. Are you kidding me, Americans? Does someone want to remind this guy that he is the commander-in-chief? Let me remind you what he said. He's got the DOJ. He can do whatever he wants with it, but we haven't seen him do anything with it. And I've been waiting for 2 years to see it, okay? This is what needs to happen is we need justice, which guards our liberties. So, with that said, let's jump over to this, because I love the topic, and it's Romans 13. And before we do that, I want you to listen to this, okay, concerning Scripture, because I know people have been taught with the Word of God completely upside down. They get backwards judgment in this country. Read Isaiah 59. And if you read that, you'll understand why, because there's none that calleth for judgment, and there's none that calleth for the truth, okay? And because you don't, your sins have separated you between you and your God, and this is what you have to deal with. And that's called falling under the judgments of God, and that's where we're at today. But I want to give you a couple examples of Scripture, just so you can see how backwards this has become in this country concerning Romans 13. When you go to the book of Acts 12, 5 through 17, I want you to listen to this, okay? He was thrown in prison by, folks, the authorities that didn't want the people to be liberated from their control. The Romans, okay, and the Pharisees. And Jesus told us in Mark 8:15 to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, government corruption, and the Pharisees, church corruption. He told us to beware of it, okay? He also told us that these are the blind leading the blind, and they all end up in the ditch, and that's where America is today, because they don't get back to following the Christ, John 14:6. But keep in mind, before I read this, that Peter was thrown in prison by the powers that be because they didn't want to lose control. They were enslaving the people. They wanted the control over the people, okay? Now, when I go over to Acts 12, starting in 5, it says, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod, the corrupt king, was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Listen carefully. Now, behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up and said, Arise quickly. And his chains fell off. So wait a second. So according to what we're being taught today, that we're to submit to authority, all authority, regardless if it's corrupt or righteous, because this is what you're hearing from the pulpits of America and from America today and in America today. It's interesting. Man throws Peter the apostle in prison. God, the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, sends an angel to set him free. How does that jive with their theology? It doesn't. Folks, these are the same sort of people during the time of Christ that want to keep you subject to their authority and control. Right? Yeah, keep in mind, George Barna, friends, did a survey recently and asked the question to church overseers. I'm going to call them that. I'm not going to use the word pastor in this particular case, but they were pastors. He asked them the question, how come it is that you don't preach out against sodomy? How come it is that you don't preach out against abortion? How come it is that you don't preach out against those that are coming into this country to invade and to conquer, that will not assimilate? They will not be ruled by American law. Why is it that you fail to preach out against the corruption within the church? Why is it that you fail to preach out against the corruption in the government? You know what the two answers were, friends? Number one, they didn't want the attendance to go down. Okay, number one. Number two is they didn't want their offerings to dwindle. Did you hear what I said? These are the same people lying to you, the greatest advocates to the abortion industry, the homosexual agenda, the illegals. They are responsible for alluring them into the United States of America. They are the ones that refuse to take responsibility and correct themselves. The church, which is called to be the moral compass of society, they refuse to call out corruption and protest corruption in government. And because of that, friends, we have fallen to the judgments of this country because the American people would have it so. Jeremiah 5:31. Read it when you get a moment. Again, I'm asking you the question, according to what we're told today by the hirelings in the pulpits, that we're to submit to all government, regardless of whatever the case might be, because God ordained it. Yes, friends, God did ordain it. But nowhere can you find God commanding his children to disobey his commands and succumb to corruption. Nowhere in Scripture can you find it. Then, what begs the question is, then why do you submit to it? Why is it that you submit to the corruption that God commanded you to stand against? Because, again, my people would have it so. Listen again. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when the corrupt king Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains that he had put upon him, between two soldiers ordained by the corrupt king. And the guards before the door were keeping the prison to keep Peter secure. Now, behold, look and see, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise quickly, and his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, gird yourself and tie on your sandals. And so he did. And he said to him, put on your garments and follow me, said the angel of the Lord. So he went out and followed him and did not know what was done by the angel, that it was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. Then when they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. Wow. So, and when Peter had come to himself, he said, now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered him from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people in this particular case. Whoa. So, according to what we're taught today, when the state and the corruption in the church say, you know what, we can't have this guy out there preaching anymore, like they did to Paul and to the apostles, And then all of a sudden the angel of the Lord comes in and breaks us out of the prison. Let me ask you, which one was the Lord? Which was ordained of God? The angel of the Lord breaking us out of the prison? Or adhering to the false doctrine and theology that's taught today and the American church is telling us to submit to it? I'm just curious. Friends, I'm going to go back now to the Old Testament, and I'm going to give you another example. We're talking about Romans 13, and we'll get into the pith and marrow of this in just a couple minutes. But I wanted to highlight some of these things to give you different eyes and a different perspective coming from the Word of God rather than what you're hearing from the hirelings in the pulpits in America today. Just for the record, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, talking about Romans 13, right? Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained of God, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Are we supposed to submit to corruption? Really? Can someone show me that in Scripture? Because I'm just highlighting right now Acts 12:5-17, where an angel of the Lord came on the behest and the behalf of Peter himself, the apostle, and set him free from the prison. Whoa, I mean, that's kind of contrary to what you've been told. Oh, and by the way, here's a real eye-opener. Most people talk about Romans 13, and I just want you to go to Romans 12:21. What does the Bible tell us? Which precedes, friends, okay, Romans 13. Romans 12:21 says, we are called to overcome evil with good. Okay? And who ordains good? Who is good? God. Okay? We're called nowhere to submit to tyranny in any sense of the word. What was the slogan of our forefathers? Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, John Adams, the list goes on. Read the Declaration of Independence, period. What is it? It's a documentation, friends, of our forefathers throwing off tyranny, that a man that would not be ruled by God, namely King George III. Okay? Period. That's what it's about. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about submitting, just opening your eyes to Scripture, friends. We've been told we're supposed to submit. You know what we're told to do? We're supposed to do what the hirelings do. Submit to corruption. Apparently they forgot that what the Lord gave them were not suggestions, but rather commandments. Okay? I mean, now they have you submitting to a government that sanctions murder, redefines marriage, and makes you pay for it at gunpoint. Just ask the IRS, right? And now you're partakers of friends, churches now, alluring those that mean to conquer them, like through Lutheran social services, forgive me. And we're supposed to just submit to all the corruption that they have submitted to. Folks, if they're not in, let me say it this way, those that want to be in the pulpit, they're not called of God. Okay? Those that are there and don't want to be there, they're called of God. Mariah Woodworth Edwards was exactly right. Those that want to be in the pulpit, they're called of the devil. Okay, they're there concerning the will of the flesh, not the will of the Spirit. If you remember right, Peter, after the resurrection of Jesus Christ in John 21, was asked if he loved Jesus. And Jesus said, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Yeah, I love you, Lord." He said, "Feed my sheep." He asked him again, "Do you love me, Peter?" He said, "Yes, of course I do." He said, Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." And then again, he goes on, he says, the third time, "Do you love me, Peter?" Peter was getting angry at this point. He says, "Of course you know that I love you, Lord." He said, "Feed my sheep." And then he told Peter, "When you were young, you went and did whatever you wanted to do." He said in King James Version, "When you were young, you did whithersoever you wanted to do. But now another's going to gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go." That's exactly right. That's the Spirit of God. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:14 that for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons and daughters of God. Okay? We put the death to the cross, friends. We bear the cross. Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me is the first prerequisite by Jesus Christ. Let's go to Daniel 3 really quick. And I'm going to give you an overview because I got 7 minutes to lay this down. And we're going to pick this up from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time tomorrow on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Daniel 3. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 80, okay, 20, 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Okay? Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, the corrupt king, sent together the princes, the governors and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs and all the rulers of the province to what? To the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Okay? Notice who we had coming to the party, friends. All those that fell to his rule. His subordinates. Okay? Then the princes, the governors and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, so on and so forth, friends. They stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Okay, this is in contrast to what you're being told today. That at what time when you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the music, right, friends? The harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you will fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whosoever, the corrupt king said, and whosoever falleth not down and worship, shall the same hour be cast in the midst of burning the burning fiery furnace. This is corruption telling you you're going to bow to the God that I have created. Folks, it's the same thing that we see in America today. We see corrupt politicians, and it happens in the church first, friends. We see corrupt church overseers, friends, trying to tear down the Word of God and recreate it in their own devilish image. We see in politics where they attempt to tear down the Constitution on a daily basis, attempting to recreate it in their own United Nations image. Friends, which, by the way, you're paying for, right? It's the same thing that he's talking about here. You're going to worship what we tell you to worship. And when you hear the music, you're going to do it. And if you don't, we're going to throw you into the fiery furnace. That's what he's saying here, okay? And he said, therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the music, okay, and all kind of music, it says, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. This is totalitarianism, by the way. It's the same thing you're seeing today in America, okay, little by little, incrementally. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the music, right, shall bow down and worship the golden image. And whosoever falleth not down in worship, that he should be cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Okay? Well, guess who he names, friends? He names these guys Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he said, these men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image. Amen. There's an anointing, and there's a witness on this word, friends. Okay? They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which they have set up. Okay? Then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do you not serve my gods nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if you be ready that at what time you hear the sound of the music, I'm just shortening it, friends, okay? You shall be cast into the hour, into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is it that God, and who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? He thought he was God. He thought he was God in the flesh, incarnate. Now, I want you to listen to this, friends, because I love the Holy Ghost. I love the power of the Most High. I love how he operates. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. He was angry because they did not submit. And the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace up seven times hotter than it was wont to be heated. Okay? Then these three men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fire. Amen, Lord. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, a government by force, friends, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselor, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. How did the modern day hirelings, friends, and hirelings and whores in the pulpits justify what they do? Because they can't scripturally. They can't scripturally. And the princes and the governors and the captains and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed. Then neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of the fire had passed upon them. Not one hair on their head was singed in obedience to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're being taught just the exact opposite today in America. Exactly. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God. Just think about it. Because of their obedience, everything pivoted on who the people of that country and that province were going to serve. And because they obeyed God, listen to the corrupt king getting converted. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree, said Nebuchadnezzar, that every people, nation, and language which spake anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces. He reversed his orders, friends, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, friends, in the province of Babylon. Why? Because of obedient children. I want to say this to you in ending. You can find nowhere in Scripture where God has ever forsaken a faithful man or a faithful woman to God. You can't find it. That's what needs to be preached. Friends, we're going to be talking about Romans 13 tomorrow, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.